on Drive last week, I spoke to Tony Gallagher, the former editor of The Telegraph, and he was telling me about how the government, how Number 10, how Maria Miller's special advisor, effectively tried to bully The Telegraph into not writing this story at all. Well, Tony Gallagher joins me now. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel any sense of satisfaction out of this resignation?
No, I don't think it's appropriate for newspapers to feel satisfaction or jubilation out of the resignation of a minister. When I was asked about this last week, I was quite firm. It wasn't really a matter for the newspaper. What I do feel is that it's been a PR disaster for the government. And I suspect, in retrospect, she probably wouldn't have had to resign if she'd apologised properly and if she'd paid back £45,000 and showed a full degree of penitence. But instead, it's been PR disaster piled upon PR catastrophe, piled on stupidity from the moment that she failed to make an apology to day two when the government decided to pick a fight with me, to Mary McLeod taking to the airwaves so disastrously, defending her yesterday and claiming it's all the media's fault. Once people start crying about a media witch hunt, you know that the end is near. And I went from thinking she's probably going to survive to watching Mary McLeod on Sky News yesterday afternoon and thinking it's over. And I'm not greatly surprised, I think, in retrospect.
The Daily Telegraph has always had a slightly fractious relationship with David Cameron, going back to his days in opposition. That relationship certainly isn't going to improve now, is it?
Well, it's not a matter for me. I'm no longer...
No, I know, but you know about these things.
The Daily Telegraph has had a fractious relationship with Conservative Prime Ministers dating back to the era of John Major. And I think the days of the Daily Telegraph being the house organ of the Conservative Party are long, long gone. It should be on the side of the readers, not on the side of David Cameron or anybody else. And if their interests happen to coincide, so much the better. But when there's clearly a very important story of substantial public interest that deserves to be exposed, then the Telegraph knows how to do the right thing, and it did so in the case of Maria Miller, despite the best efforts of the government.
And the sub-story here, of course, is also about the relationship between advisers and the press. And we all know that special advisers talk to journalists and newspapers all the time, promoting the views of their cabinet minister. Do you think there needs to be an examination of that relationship again after what Maria Miller's special adviser tried to threaten your newspaper with?
It's a very good question. I mean, as you will well know, Ian, special advisers and PR people from the government talk to newspapers all the time. Where Maria Miller's crowd crossed the line is in clearly bullying the newspaper, and that's where they came a cropper. I don't think there needs to be a fundamental re-examination. I think, if anything, it's important that there is a free flow of information from both sides, and it does help the public's understanding by and large. But I wouldn't want to draw a broader conclusion as a result of the idiocy of Maria Miller's team.
Tony, thank you. That's Tony Gallagher, former editor of the Daily Telegraph.